Hey, it's Bethany here. Have you reached all the levels of success that you thought you always wanted and are now asking yourself, is this all there is? Maybe you've checked all the boxes of society's prescribed life. You have the house. Maybe you have the job and the family or the husband, the dog, the 2.5 kids, the white picket fence, the yearly family vacations to the beach. Whatever that prescribed life was interpreted for you, maybe you've checked those boxes and you're asking yourself, is this really all there is? Is this what life is all about? And is it okay for me not to be fulfilled having checked the boxes? And I'm here to tell you, yes, it's okay, because sometimes we get so caught up in living the life that we were taught to live that we don't think about living a life that we want, the big life that's inside of us. If this is resonating with you, check out Big Life You. It's a 9-week group growth and coaching program just for women. And it happens in a private Facebook group and inside of a portal where you have access to weekly teachings, to office hours where we do group coaching, and so much more. Go to BLU2020.com for more information. I'll see you on the inside. You are worthy of a big life. It's inside of you. It's time to step into it. Hey, welcome to another episode of Dialed In. Today we are talking with Ashley Mondor. Ashley actually doesn't live too far from me. She's a couple hours south of me. In Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I'm thrilled to connect with her here on Dialed In. Ashley has this energy about her that, well, you'll experience soon. So here's all of Ashley's deets. She's a certified master life and mindset coach and Akashic Records reader. Don't know what that is? I didn't either. You have to Google it. Ashley blends her intuitive gifts with a powerhouse set of techniques that work with the subconscious mind to help clients overcome fear, negative thoughts, and limiting beliefs in order to reclaim their power and impact the world with their soul gifts. Outside of inspiring more than 2,000 people with her heart-centered mindset and spirituality content, Ashley calls Minnesota home, and she spends her weekends exploring nature. In fact, a huge lesson Ashley shares with us in this episode is about listening to her intuition on a hike that she took not all that long ago. So buckle up, get ready to get dialed in, and enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. You just heard all about Ashley and what she does and how amazing and intuitive she is. And I'm so excited to welcome you to Dialed In, Ashley.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
So, if you could see her right now, she's like the cutest thing ever. She's adorable and her energy is contagious. Like, I can't help but smile just seeing her across the Zoom screen here. So, Ashley, I'm just going to ask you what I ask a lot of my guests when they come on. And I just want you to share part of your story. You live a big life, you do pretty amazing things in this world, you lean into your giftedness and help others see theirs. And there's so many aspects of your story. That will really resonate with the people that listen to Dialed In. And I just want to let universe lead us. So what's on your heart, Ash?
Oh my God, I love that. That's a beautiful way to start. So basically, one of my biggest things is teaching people about their intuition and how they can really follow and be in flow and ease by listening to their gifts, or yeah, listening to their intuition and receiving and sharing their gifts with the world, because that is why we're here. And so we are here to be the fullest expression of ourselves. And I've had to learn that, the hard way. I've been nudged a lot of times in my life, whether it's been through, like I was assaulted last year, and that's how
my
I was
goodness.
Fully like shifted into owning my gifts because I realized like I wasn't listening. And so then the universe fully pushed me into that. And now I actually teach people about their gifts, and I help soulful business owners learn about their gifts and channeling and how to listen to their intuition so that they can create offers that they love, so that they can have more fun in their life and in their business. So it's been a journey.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I know from a business standpoint, if I'm not like, I'm not sure of a better way to say it, except heart connected to something that I am offering. It shows. It shows up in every. It shows in the people that sign up for it. It shows in my energy towards it. And I think there's so much value for anyone, business or not, in just really knowing who you are. I mean, that's the whole purpose of this podcast, is to be dialed in to who you are, know your gifts, what you want, and then get after it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people feel it too, right? Like you're saying, the way that people show up. But if you're so excited about something and you know, like, oh, this is going to help people, you're going to attract in like magic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is like magic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So will you share how you first decided to get in to helping people see themselves?
Yeah. So it's so wonderful how the universe works. I had thought that I wanted to be in the nonprofit sector, right? Because I've always wanted to help people. I wanted my work to be impactful. And then I found myself in a job, an extremely, extremely toxic job. Mm. Like I would get yelled at, I'd cry, all of those wonderful things weekly. I came across the podcast basically that talked about living your life with passion and how you could help people and make money so that you can use money to make a positive impact in the world. That's all I want to do, right? I want to empower people and I want to make a positive impact on the world.
Yes.
So I listened to this and I learned, oh, you could be a coach? Like, what the heck is coaching? And that literally spun me into where I am now, where I am a master life and mindset coach and an Akashic Records reader, which basically means I teach people about their intuition and pull through information for them from their spirit guides, their highest self, so that they can live a life of joy and passion and excitement and fulfillment.
I love it. I love it. What's your favorite thing about what you do? Like, is there like one thing when you're done doing it, you're just like, yes, I was so in my lane. This was the best day ever.
Oh, I just got chills from that. actually, it's watching people like shift into loving themselves more, because it's like something happens in their skin and their eyes get lighter and they like sit taller and they just, their energy feels different, and it's like a gift of just reminding them of who they are.
What a great explanation. I feel like our work, we're handing people not only hope, but freedom. Like there's so much freedom. I was just on a call with I have women that are in a 9-week, a group coaching course with me right now. And I just got off that call right before I hopped on with you. And one of the women in the group just looks noticeably different. So we're on week 6, right? And she's talking different. She has a different energy about her. She looks less heavy. I don't even know how, not heavy from a physical sense, but like from a mental state, like her face looks less stressed, less heavy, less burdened. And you know, she's still struggling against some things that she's had new awareness around, and she's like, am I on the right track? And I said, oh my goodness, yes. And look at all the freedom you found so far, and you're just pushing through another area. You know, like I just remember when I first started working with a coach, I just felt free for the first time ever. Like just when I started noticing what my reality could be like, and that I had the power inside of me, you know, the whole time. It's just, it's amazing. Are there questions that you ask people that help them dive into that?
Yeah. So usually it's, we kind of go into like the shadow part first. So it's like heavier feeling, but it's because we are lightening the load of society, mm-hmm. of conditioning, of programming. So I'll ask like, what's going on in your life right now? Like, why are you here? There's a reason why you felt pulled to me, mm-hmm. and everything is all in divine timing. So we start with the heaviness. What's the problem? What's the struggle? Mm-hmm. And then I pull through information that their spirit guides or their, I like to call them their cosmic team of light, wishes to share with them. And then also, because I am trained in neurolinguistic programming and life and mindset coaching, I weave in tools so that they leave a session with me more empowered and lighter. Because that, right, we're working mm-hmm. on a subconscious level. We're working with removing layers of conditioning, right? So our society, like we've talked about, keeps us real small, mm-hmm. but we actually are infinite beings with infinite possibilities. And we are here to just be like the brightest, fullest versions of ourselves. And when you see what's possible, like you just shift, you shift into a different reality.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm going to ask you to define two things, because just because we may have people listening that are like, what does this mean? And I always love to hear other people's definitions of this. Okay. So when you say shadow, what do you mean by that? Shadow work?
Yeah. So it's like the thoughts, the beliefs, the programming that you have decided is true, that is like making you question yourself, is holding you back. And we see like what actually is the conditioning and the things that are keeping you stuck, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's like the darkness compared to the light.
Yeah. Like, and shadow? We're dual beings. So we right. all have it.
Thank Absolutely.
Goodness. Cause they present lessons for us in our growth. Mm-hmm. But we all have it, and it's just another way to love ourselves is to look at our shadows.
Okay. So you mentioned dual beings. So do you believe that we are like spiritual beings gifted with an intellect, having a human experience? Is that like how you approach things?
That 100%. Okay. That was perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And that's same. Like I'm with you on that. 100%. So mm-hmm. very interesting. Okay. The second thing would be conditioning, or some people call it programming. Mm-hmm. How would you describe that to someone like they're brand new and they're hearing this for the first time? What would you say that is?
Ooh, yeah. So basically from 0 to 7, we are a walking subconscious mind. We are open to everything, and we are taking in everything as truth. We also learn how we make meanings, right? So if we are like disciplined as a child for maybe speaking up, that could be the very first time when we've decided we're not going to be loved for speaking our truth. Mm-hmm. And then that will carry out through the rest of our life. If we don't actually do shadow work, if we don't, you know, do the mindset work to like, wait, it's safe for me to be seen. It's safe for me to be heard. I will be loved if I speak my truth.
That's a great explanation. When I'm working with people for the first time, especially in a group setting, a lot of times I'll talk about programming, and I'll use common programmings that we don't even realize are programmings, like finish the sentence, money doesn't grow on
trees, yeah.
Right? The early bird gets the worm. Mm-hmm. Like all of those things that, like, I think that we just, many of us just automatically believe because we've just heard it for so long. Yeah. You know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Like mm-hmm. all, and that is all programming. And so, and those are just things, like, many of us don't even realize that maybe we believe or buy into, and just think of like the depth of the deeper stuff that we don't realize, that that's just surface stuff that we've heard in passing, learned along the way, you know, the deeper stuff that's in there. I mean, all of that mm-hmm. just like can completely run our life mm-hmm. and we just don't realize it. I used to work in the senior living industry, and I just sat with a lot of people as they were dying, they were facing death. And, I heard so many stories of regret, and it was like, I had a good life, but that's how it sounded every single time. I really wished I would have talked to my son and we weren't estranged for a decade. Or, I really wish that I would have seen the Grand Canyon, or I really wish I would have been a teacher, but my parents said I had to get married. So I did. whatever, like all of these, I used to like call them deathbed diaries because I felt like I was watching people's dreams die, and I would sit there and they would be like basically, you know, pouring their life out to me. And I got really, really sad for many years because I just kept, it was the same story, you know, different scenario, right? Like same feeling, same energy. And I was like, is this really all there is? Like, and I also realized that, that nobody on their deathbed ever talks about like how many square feet their house is or what kind of car they drove or how many like social events they went to or the amount of money in their bank account. Mm-hmm. And, but yet everywhere I looked, we were all in this rat race to hustle for all that. Right. And, mm-hmm. and, then I met a woman named Maxine, and Maxine didn't have a story like that. And she didn't have much money, but she had a full spirit and a full soul, and she had no regrets. And like her husband passed away, and she bought a little motorhome and traveled the US by herself. And when she was on her deathbed, she didn't have a story that said, I had a good life, but her story was, I had an amazing life, and I'm so excited about what's next. And that's the life I want to live, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like as coaches, as mindset, you know, workers, as energy guides, whatever you want to call us, like that's what we get to help people unleash. And mm-hmm. and it's amazing.
I have like full body chills. We're so grateful for Maxine to be a reflection to show you truly like what's possible. And also I am so like in the back of my mind, and I think similar or people in this space might feel similarly, but it's like this year alone, I've had 3 people die. Mm. So I'm constantly reminded like tomorrow's not guaranteed. Like how can I make the biggest impact possible? And like you said, like, how can we get to people so that they know like what's possible for them? And like, of course you can have a fulfilling life. Like you don't need buts, you just need ands. Like, let's do this.
Yes. Right. Right. Yes. I like to scream it from the rooftops. Like you were mm-hmm. so powerful. Like step into who you were made to be, mm-hmm. you know, stop hiding, stop pretending, stop adjusting or covering yourself to fit into what everybody else wants. Mm-hmm. It's because then you will have all the buts and we have enough of those. Like we don't. Wow. Yeah. So, are you willing to talk about your experience on the trail and when you were hiking?
Totally.
And so, what that did for you? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. So last year, I walked on my most favorite trail in Minnesota. It's the Windshell Trail. And as I was walking, I wanted to turn up a path, right, to walk upstairs to go to the path that had more foot traffic. So typically I hike on the more remote part because when I'm in nature, I get the clearest downloads, I process my life, all that. So I just need to be by myself. But as I was walking to go up to the part with more foot traffic, a man was sitting at the bottom of the stairs. And I immediately heard go up the stairs, like intuitively, just go up the stairs. And I didn't listen. And part of it is I didn't want him to move. I didn't want him uncomfortable. I didn't want to ask to take up space. And mm-hmm. I also didn't want him to think that I was like silly or whatever, like being, I was just judging myself. Right. Mm-hmm. So as I was walking and not listening to my intuition, I got to the most remote part of the trail where my favorite tree is. Like there is this goddess of a tree. She is so lush. Mm-hmm. I always go up and hug her. So as I was walking to see her just like amped, a man came out of the bushes. And I turned to look at him and was confused, like, why are you in the bushes? And I immediately heard, you need to walk faster. And so as I started picking up the pace, moving forward, I heard a twig snap below the man's foot. And I turned around and he was right behind me. And he lunged to grab and pull me into his body. And he just kept saying, ma'am, can you help me? Can you help me? I need your help. I need your help. And he was like freaking out and panicking. And I was like, get off of me. So I pushed him and he kept trying to rip me into his body. And he wasn't listening to me. Mm. And I heard, you need to run. And so we were at the top of a hill needing to go down, and he's like, I need your help. I need your help. Can you help me get to this place? And I said, the only way you can get there is you need to go down this path and you need to take a right, and then you will leave me alone. And he was like, Miss, can you help me? So I said, you're going down the path. And then intuitively I heard he needs to walk in front of you. So as he tried to be behind me, I made him go in front of me. And the moment we got down to the hill, he looked at me and he smiled and he's like, you can help me. And he lunged and grabbed my arm and I ripped it out of his arms and booked it, right? So I just like ran as fast as I could. But a lot of lessons happened, right? So one of the powerful things about that whole experience, while I am not grateful of being assaulted, and I wish that upon no one, it's now the reason why I teach people about their intuition, because I know how clear the messages are when it's intuitive versus ego. I now take up space. I only ask for what I want and need always. I don't care if people judge me. The moment I'm on a trail and I hear you need to turn around or you need to take a different way, or if I'm out in public, I do it. I don't question it because I never want to go through that again. But like your subconscious mind also is taking in like 2.3 million bits of information, and your conscious mind can only handle like 100 and something like bits per second. And so my subconscious pulled in all of this information for me and was like, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. You should have gone up the stairs. Like it kept telling me what to do. And I didn't listen. Like consciously, I just didn't listen to my subconscious. I was like, girl, this is not safe. So now I know, and now I get to help people. And I'm grateful because it changed my life in profound ways. Like it changed my business. It changed how I live. It changed how I serve people. So epic, scary, and always listen to yourself, truly.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Wow. You know, as I'm listening to you, I mean, I can think of times in my life where I didn't heed my intuition too. And it, even in smaller ways, and then there's always consequences for that. And I mean, I'm not saying anybody deserves, please don't misunderstand, but I think there's life changing circumstances that happen when you can really be in tune to your intuition. And I almost took a new job with people that were not in alignment with who I was, because I wasn't listening to my intuition, and it had to come to a really bad breaking point where I had to make some hard decisions quickly in order to move out of that, when all along there were red flags and I just didn't listen, you know, because I was scared and I was like, oh, come on. No, you know, and I knew better. And so I think those intuitive hits are there for a reason, but sometimes we're so busy trying to fit in or not wanting to look stupid or making sure that we look and act like everyone else around us that we miss it. I mean, it can be so covered by all the capes and masks that we have, you know, that, that we just don't hear it. So when you're working with someone, Ashley, are there questions you ask around that to help them uncover? Like, what would you say to people listening if they're like, what do you mean intuition? I'm not even sure I know what mine sounds like.
Such a good question. Yes, thank you. So basically, we are all receiving intuitive messages. It's our state of being, because we are a soul, right? Like we are a soul having a physical experience, and we are always receiving messages. So what can happen is we have two voices that happen. We have our ego voice and we have our intuitive voice. Our ego voice is telling us all of the things we can't do, why you shouldn't do X, Y, and Z, how you're going to look dumb or be judged. But your intuitive voice is light. It feels light. It feels expansive. It pulls you with excitement towards what you should be doing. It also offers very crystal clear and concise information. So often I will ask myself a question and the first thought that comes through is usually an intuition, right? So it'll be like, do I want to wear a red shirt today? And I'll hear yes or no. Yes. Okay. Boom. Wear it. And so it's one of the ways you can start listening to your intuition is by asking yourself very easy yes or no questions on like one thing, and then you start leaning into it. And after maybe like 6 weeks of you consecutively asking yourself maybe like 30 questions a day, should I make eggs today? Yes or no? Boom. Okay. No. Okay. You know, so
yeah,
after that amount of time, your ego starts to be like, oh, okay. Yeah. We're going to let the intuitive voice take front and center. Like clearly it's safe to do so because you're conditioning your mind how right. you want to think and act.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think when I first started working with a coach, I was so running on my conditioning that I didn't even know if I liked eggs. Like, you know what I mean? Like I had yeah. done the same things for so long and not questioned any of it or eaten the same things or acted the same way that I didn't even know who I was, like from the level of the food I liked, truly, mm-hmm. as I was so busy doing what everybody else around me did and then trying to please everybody and perform that I never thought to ask myself those questions. I was just, you know, yeah, trying to find my worth outside myself and lost. I was lost, like so lost. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize it, you know? Mm-hmm. Just the world opens up when you start asking the right questions.
Chills. Yes. It's yeah. so true though. And then trusting yourself mm-hmm. that you are making the right decisions and mm-hmm. choices and based on those questions. Totally. Right.
Even if it sounds crazy, like, mm-hmm. so my family and I, we sold our house and most of our belongings and we bought a motorhome and we traveled the US with our kids for about a year, our teenagers nonetheless. And people thought we were out of our minds. First of all, we were never campers. We had never, like, we weren't like weekend camping people. We didn't have any idea what we were doing. And, but we truly like were stepping into what we felt like God, universe, source, whatever you say, you know, whatever you call it, had next for us. And we've let that be our guide since. And people don't get it. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And by being okay with that, like being a recovering people pleaser, performing artist, like literally mm-hmm. in every aspect of everything, has been a huge exercise in knowing who I am and trusting myself and hanging on to my freedom, like, yes. you know, like living into that. And it's crazy good. It's crazy mm-hmm. good, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you have that sense that you are your own guru, you are yeah. your own guide mm-hmm. and being connected to that higher power that is within all of us that guides us is key, I think, to living a truly fulfilled life. Mm-hmm.
And you will always be supported when you follow your highest excitement.
Oh,
truly.
Oh, I love that statement.
In every sense of the word, it's proven true for me. Like, what am I most excited about to offer in my business? Boom. People are like, I want that. Oh, what am I most excited about today on my day off? What do I wish to do? Boom. I will meet someone who can't wait to talk about X, Y, and Z. Yeah. What am I most excited about in my life? You know, and people, like, things just fall into synchronistic alignment for you. Like, I have manifested money out of thin air. I've gotten checks out of thin air as one example. I've met people like you, brilliant beings of light like you, who are allowing me to share my story, you know, just because I heard intuitively, like, what would be fun? Ask on a live if anyone has a podcast that impacts people positively, you know? So follow your excitement, follow your joy, because it is the language of your spirit.
Absolutely. Okay. So I had something happen with a client recently and I was just nonchalantly saying, you know, follow the things that bring you joy. Like, let's start small. When you get up in the morning, what's the thing that brings you joy? Like for me, it's like, I love coffee cups that have what I call light sayings on them, like stuff that makes me feel light. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm selective every morning about which cup I choose because that has an energy. And mm-hmm. I think, and people look, I mean, and I know that may sound crazy, but it's like, for me, that's true. And, that brings me joy to like sit with my hands around my warm coffee and just have some quiet and think before the day starts, right? And so I was asking my client, you know, tell me some of those things. And she just started crying. And she's like, I don't think I have any of those things. And then I just let her sit. And she said, well, because she had come out of a highly abusive relationship where everything that was precious to her, he destroyed. And so she had lost everything, right? And so she realized at that moment that she was too afraid to have things that brought her joy because she had a belief that she was going to lose it all. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm like tearing up just thinking about it. But like, that's a starting point for everyone. I mean, if you don't have things in your life that are bringing you joy, start there. Like, mm-hmm. What is that? Is it a cup of coffee? Is it hot tea in the morning? Is it 5 minutes of quiet? Is it looking out your window and seeing the birds? Is it, what is it? You know, mm-hmm. And start there to get connected with yourself. Like the, mm-hmm. the joy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all around us if we just.
And we are worthy of feeling it. Oh, truly.
Yes. Yes.
Like if you can do that for yourself, one small thing of joy, just how incredible that's going to be for your life. Like I'm so grateful for your work and I'm so grateful that she was called to you. Like that's so, it's so magical.
It's, as a coach, I think it's incredible to help people to just help them find themselves. And, let me ask you something. I'm not meaning to switch gears, but it just came to me. So,
yes.
When you work with a coach, like when you have a coach, how do you decide who you're going to work with? Like if someone listening is like, okay, coaching, great. Some of this sounds good. I'm intrigued. How do you go about finding somebody?
Yeah. So I usually have a coach because they help me see my blind spots. Cause we're in a jar. Right. And I'm like, oh snap, this is, I'm holding myself back.
Yeah.
Right. I set the intention, like I am looking for a coach who can help me with this struggle that I have. And so it's just me setting it out into the universe and then synchronicity lines up for me and someone will present themselves and I feel into their energy. So I'm like, how do you actually make me feel? Does your messaging feel light? Does it feel like love and supportive? Mm-hmm. Because that's who I want to work with.
Absolutely.
While sometimes I see coaches who are very like only about the mindset work, or they're only about strategy. But I can't operate in that way because life happens, right? So from having the first time I've had a coach up until now, I've literally gone through like a family member attempted suicide very close to me in my like nuclear family. I've been cheated on. I went back. I was cheated on again. I had was assaulted, you know, so I've had a lot of life things happen and I can't have business strategy for when life happens because life and business are intertwined. So it's like, who do I feel would support me the most? And from their heart, right? Heart centered. Mm-hmm. Are they warm? Are they compassionate? Mm-hmm. And that's just how it's worked for me. What about for you?
Yeah, I would say the same. At first I didn't know though, because I wasn't even in tune to any of that. Right. Mm-hmm. So like I reached a point in my life, in my career where I wanted a promotion so badly and no doors were opening and I felt really stuck. And in my head, I just thought that, well, if I could just get the promotion, then I'll be happy. It was like that whole destination addiction, right? Mm-hmm. That never works. And, I didn't know any of that as I just had some blind spots. I had a whole lot. I had suitcases of blind spots actually. Mm-hmm. So the company I worked for actually had a coach that they contracted with, and anybody that was like, executive level or above, they could work with this coach and the company would pay for it.
What?
And so after a lot of contemplating and not really wanting to do it, but knowing that I was in so much discomfort where I was and something had to give, but I, no matter what I tried, it wasn't working. I'm like, fine. And I went in, I was so skeptical and so reluctant and so like in his face, like, really, how you're going to help me? You're just going to like tell all my secrets to the CEO, like whatever secrets I had. I mean, whatever. I don't know. Anyway. But it was life changing. Like, and so I didn't know him, but he quickly became the safest person in the world for me, you know, like I knew that I could say my heart and I would be received with love and not judgment. I knew that he was the one person that I felt like I could really be me, and he would like tell me to knock it off, or that I was being led by ego, or that that was another blind spot I needed to look at, that I would get mad at him. I mean, like, and but he could just be real with me and love me regardless of my petulant behavior, right? And so,
and they show you what's possible. Like, they see you at your highest self, like what's possible, and they remind you, like, oh yeah, you can do that. Of course you can. You have that dream for a reason.
Right. Yeah. They, like, you can borrow their belief until you foster your own, right? And yeah, that's the most amazing thing. And it's like a decade later, and I'm still in touch with him. And when I left my job in senior living, he contacted me and said, hey, you know, it was a conflict before because with the company, but you're made for this. You're made for coaching. Would you consider it? And so then that was when I was first certified, is through his company. And I love it. And part of what he does is, like, on the first time you meet, there's a process you go through and you figure out who you are. Like, I mean, just like that, like you have your I am statement, like I am a confident, kind, bold, courageous woman, you know, and then you refer back to that. Anytime you notice yourself not being that, it's your reset button, you know, it's like your North Star, it's your guiding light, it's whatever. And it was a game changer. Now, since then, I, like you, since I'm entrepreneurial, I look for someone that is dual. You know, I love that duality where if I need to talk strategy, fine. Maybe I need to be told, cut the shit, Bethany, like that's enough. Or maybe I just need a mindset reminder, or, hey, could you just breathe through this and like stop spinning out, you know? And, and so I look for someone, and at any time that I'm even thinking about it, that person always appears. Like, it's just, and it's like up leveling my life in different ways. I will not go without a coach. In fact, I had a client a few months ago. I've been working with him for, oh my goodness, almost 2 years. And he was frustrated, not with me, but you know, we get frustrated, and he's like, let me ask you something. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, do you have a coach? And I'm like, yes. Yes, at the time I had two. I have two coaches. Because I think sometimes you feel like you might be alone. And, you know, listeners, you're not alone. Like, we all, it doesn't matter what level you're at, as far as your level of awareness, your level of success, whatever. We all have like the programming that comes up. We all have the ego voice that says, who do you think you are? We all have that. You're not alone. The thing is, you have the power to choose, you know, and that's where the beauty is.
And I feel like, at least for me, I will look to people who are a few steps ahead of me. So is there something they have that I want, but really it's like, I'm holding myself back from, there's something that they have, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then you feel great and you have strategy. What? This is a blend.
Yes. Boy, that's such a good point, because I have a mentor that I've worked with for several years, but he's like a multimillionaire and lives in like the most expensive zip code in the US in Florida. And like, I feel like I learned so much from him, but he's like 100 steps from me. You know what I mean? And sometimes I feel a disconnect, because I think as you move and you up level, you can relate to a level or two below you, but maybe 10 levels below you, you might forget how that is. It's, I don't know if I'm articulating very well, but so when when I look for a coach, I would just want someone that's just a little bit ahead of me so I can learn from. And, you know, I find that the people that that resonate with me the most are the ones that are just a few steps behind me, you know? And it's fun. And I remember what it was like to be where they're at and to reassure them that like, as people are just beginning to grow their awareness and you start to like just see things differently, just that it's like almost overwhelming sometimes, like like your sense of what you want to talk about and how you want to engage energetically shifts so much when you first are beginning that you don't know if that's normal. Like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing all these things differently and I don't want to talk with all these people about all these, about masks or about political agendas that I have no control over or about other people. Is that okay? Is that okay that I feel like you're almost shedding, you're like letting go of things in your life that you've always hung on to that are, really aren't serving you and helping them let go of that and know that it's okay. Like, I don't know if I'm making any sense, but
I think, and what's really amazing is you like, you shift your reality, you shift who you are, you change the lens in which you see the world and how you show up in it. So if you can help people with that and you have the vernacular and the language that resonates with them, it's pure gold. Like that is the beauty of growth, is finding people who feel supportive and like love, and then they can help you shift into this other reality where you're going to be happy, more joyful, more fulfilled.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I just looked at the time and I want to be respectful of your time, Ashley. So I know we're pushing it here. Tell me, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, so I mainly hang out on Instagram. So my handle is at ashley.mondor, which is my name. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, and I'll put that in the show notes. So if you're driving and you didn't catch that, don't worry. It'll all be in the show notes. Definitely connect with Ashley and her work. And Ashley, I think you should come back. We should maybe do something around a specific topic. We'll have to think on that. So, I typically wrap up with some teaching points, but there's so much gold in here today. I'm not even going to attempt it. Listeners, thank you so much for listening today. I know there's all kinds of places you could spend time, and we so appreciate you being here with us. Ashley, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.